Speaking in code. For fun and to try to mix this up a little, you two might develop a verbal or visual cue that is more subtle than simply asking for sex. For instance, when one of you mentions Vice President Richard Cheney, that's your code. Amy Dickinson, Chicago Tribune. Imagine the possibilities. I could whisper Rush Limbaugh in your ear. And if it happens to sound good to you, you could counter with a breathy Ralph Nader and go on to, well, the Better Business Bureau, nudging us toward Liberty Mutual and full fire insurance. Of course, we might want to try something more scientific, like perhaps Mr. Gizmo or Miss Motion Engineer, a sigh of reciprocating oscillation. I guess we could go a bit wild, too, daring to speak aardvark or walrus, the kinky tangles of kudzu or cabbage. We could even practice our French, soup du jour, ooh-la-la, or Italian, pronto. There'll be no asking for sugar, honey, what's cooking in this house. None of that old hocus-pocus, hokey-pokey, hula-hula for us. I mean, why dance around on tiptoe when we can do the funky gibbon, the resurrection shuffle, the tickabilla jive? And seriously, since it's only you and me here, we might as well scream a little climate change, stressing the need for renewable energy, or at least see me turn off the TV. We shouldn't waste time, dear, wishing to ignite something new when there are so many hot buttons already at hand. I say, what the hell? Let's build a bridge to tomorrow or to Finland, because it seems anything is better than, oh, nothing, not worth the candle. Don't be silly.